Okay, today's daf is Beitza, daf Beis. Baruch Hashem, a new beginning, a new Masechta here in Maseches Beitza. As we continue over the next couple of months, we'll have the schus of making the most siyumim out of any time period throughout daf Yomi over the next couple of months. But now we start Maseches Beitza, which is one of the every Masechta is one of the most basic Masechtas. But Beitza really is one that touches on every other Masechta in Seder Moed, being that it is all about inyanim of Yantif, right? The question is, even why is it called Maseches Beitza? Shouldn't it be called Maseches Yantif, right? It's mostly about Yantif. If you look in the Ben Yehoyada, again, a little Derech Drush, if you look in the Ben Yehoyada at the end of the Masechta, not at the beginning, the Ben Yehoyada deals with this question. Again, the Pshuto Shemikra, it's called Maseches Beitza because that's the first word of the Masechta but not dafka about the content. But that is somewhat unusual because most other mesechtas, you don't call the woman the mesechas kedushin mesechas ha'isha. You call it mesechas kedushin, right? You don't call mesechas gittin mesechas hamevi, right? So there's something about beitza. Think about beitza. So obviously, beitza has to do with inyanim of yantif. But al deram drush says the Ben Yehoyada. Kasha, the last Ben Yoyada in Maseches Beitza. Have a lekara b'shem Yantif. V'chein hi nikreis b'miksas sifrei Rishonim. Some Rishonim do call it Maseches Yantif. So why is it not according to what we do? Ach nireh b'acharu lekrosa b'shem Beitza b'teva Rishonah shal ha-mishnah l'rmoz k'mo sha-tarnegoles darka l'holid Beitza b'chal yom k'en alobid Masechta yolid mimena chidushe Torah b'chal yom. Just like you, eggs are laid and eggs come out each and every day, but many days, so too the Chidushei Torah that we have to produce is every day of our life. Every day of our life when our neshama goes back to Shemayim, right? The Beis Shemayim asks, "Nu, you have any Chidushei for me? You learn anything new today?" Especially on Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Zohar as saying that every Shabbos we have to be mechadish something or at least learn something new. Our neshama Yisera really is thirsty for something new. So that's why it's called Beitza, to inspire us to be able to produce and give life, so to speak, every single day. Why dafka this Masechta out of any other Masechta? Okay, it's no worse for this Masechta than others. You can only ask the why question if you have one better. So again, one Masechta is picked to give us chizik in this area. Okay, that's the Ben Yehoyada, and there's not too much agadah here at the beginning of this Masechta, so that's the Ben Yehoyada will be yotzei for a little while. The other issue related to the name of the Masechta is the Yamshel Shlomo. The Yamshel Shlomo in Baba Kama in the fourth parak suggests that one should call this Masechta Maseches Beya, not Maseches Beitza, because Beitza has other connotations as well, regarding to the Eber HaZachar, not just eggs, like we eat eggs in the store. That's what the Yamshel Shlomo says, and Ruba de Ruba of the Achronim do not accept this Yamshel Shlomo, because there's no difference between Beitza and Beya. It's the same word. Beitza is Hebrew, Beya is Aramaic. So why should the Aramaic word for egg be any different than the Hebrew word for egg? This is a discussion of the Likutim. Look at the Likutim on the side of the Yachinu Boaz Bishtayis. He quotes this Yamshel Shlomo, which is quoted in the Magen Avraham and Siman Kufnun Vav, and he quotes, V'tama ani al atzmi, eich nomar shalashon targum yehi mishubach u'mifu'ar yoser milashon hakodesh. It's the same word. So why should that Aramaic version be any different than better than the Hebrew version? V'nei targum demilas beitzim hu'beim. Eich nifchar lashon arum ve'er yami lashonas haloazios. V'anachnu matzonu l'chazal. Look throughout Shas. The word beitza is used. And even if you want to emphasize why the Hebrew should be used, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos that Gimel Averos Nashim Mesos Bishas Leidasan, as we know from Baba Malikin. V'yesh Omrim, but there's another one in the Brisa there. Al Shekorin La'aron HaKodesh Arana. What does that mean? So the Mefarshim there explained, if you call it the Aramaic instead of the Hebrew, Arana Lashon Bavli, V'roi Liyached El Hadavar HaKadosh, Shem B'Lashon HaKodesh, Shehu HaYoser Nichbad V'Naki Mehalashonos HaLoaz Yos Kulana. Right? If you have a Hebrew word, just say the Hebrew word. Say the Lashon HaKodesh. And then he continues, and he quotes the Rambam. He's quoting the Rambam's idea from the Moreh Nevuchim, She'bishvil kach nikro Lashon HaIvris Lashon HaKodesh. That's why Lashon Ivris, Hebrew, is called Lashon HaKodesh. Why? Lefi Shekula Kodesh. We've quoted this before. Ein ba davar maguna. Says the Rambam, quoted here in the Likutim, there's no dirty words in Hebrew. There's no words. Why? The ain bad dvar maguna shari lo hunach ba shem miyuchad le'ervas ish o isha gam lo l'shesen u'letzoa ela kol b'shinui. Right, what do we call going to the bathroom? Gdolim, ktanim, big, small. Right, that's it. There's no separate word in Lashon HaKodesh, right, which is different, as we said, than modern Hebrew. Lashon HaKodesh. So therefore, says the Likutim, so I don't know what this Chumrah of the Marshal is about. And then he quotes at the end many examples where a Lashon of Beitza is used in the Gemara. There's even a Raya Brura, he quotes, a Raya She'enel of Tshuva. The Gemara in Sanhedrin in the first parak talks about a certain Talmud who couldn't speak properly. And that was a problem because he was a Rav who gave Psakim, and if he was misunderstood, then people will act based on the inappropriate Psak. And he quoted there that one of the Psakim was, Mei Bitsaim is not Machshir. Mei Bitsaim is not, right, we know one of the seven liquids that is Huchshel Kabal Tumah, as listed in the Mishnah in the last parak of Machshirin. So he quoted mud liquid, Mei Bitsaim. The who, Mei Beitzim Darash Lahu. He wanted to say Mei Bitsaim, and instead he said Mei Beitzim, because he couldn't speak properly. The Inusavar Mei Bitsaim Kamar. They thought that he said Mei Bitsaim, mud water, and not egg, egg matzahs, right, and Yonah Dioma. So they got mixed up. So he says, if it was Beim, there wouldn't have been any mix-up. There's a big difference between the two. So he said it must be that he said Beitzim, and that's how he could get confused, and therefore he says, I don't think there's any chumrah. And he says, I asked this to my Rebbe, the Gra, the Vilna Gaon. He says, I asked this, Darashti v'sha'alti, Mai das agon ha'chasid, Marina Berlio mi Vilna, Zal, Asher yidanu al shomer hamilos. We know he was very makpid about words. V'no dati mi pi b'no, ki lo kibo bazeh das agon ha'niskar. He was not makpid for this. What the Marshal said, Meseches Beitza, and that's why we will call it Meseches Beitza through our travels through this Mesechta. Okay, so now we continue. Beitza Shenolda B'yantav. We get into the first parak here of Maseches Beitza. This parak that takes five prakim. Again, most of the Masechta is about inyanim of Yantif. One of the major topics in the Masechta, which we start off with, is the issue of Muksa. Muksa and Nolad issues. Let's first read the first line. And then we'll give background. Beitza Shenolda B'yantif. If you have an egg that was laid on Yantif, so an egg comes out on Yantif, the issue is it mutter to eat? You know, we're allowed to cook on Yantif. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Daf Gimel, where we talk about the hefter of Ochal Nefesh. The two major differences between Shabbos and Yantif is in the world of Hotza'ah and Ochal Nefesh. We know there's a principle we'll have later of Mitoch. Once something is mutter, Letzorach Ochal Nefesh, maybe it's mutter even not Letzorach Ochal Nefesh, but we'll have to see that later. But either way, what happens if an egg is laid on Yantif? So you're allowed to cook it. So the question is, regarding Bishul, there's not a problem. But what about regarding other issues? So Beis Hashanah to Yantif. Beis Shammai Omrim Tochal. Beis Shammai says, no problem. Eat it. Beis Hillel Omrim Lo Tochal. Beis Hillel says, no, you cannot eat it. Rashi says, Bo Bayom. You can't eat it that day. Why not? That's going to be the discussion in the Gemara. Four different opinions. What is this machlokas about between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? That's going to be the first sugya in the Masechta. So, machlokas. Let's give background to that for a minute, because the first answer, as we'll see in the Gemara, is going to be related to muksa. Muksa slash nolad. So what is the concept of muksa? If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perachav Dalid, gives three different suggestions. Where does muksa come from? Muksa is a totally rabbinic invention. It's not related, even though, as children, we call everything muksa. You're not allowed to drive in a car because of muksa? You're allowed to do muksa stuff? That's the code word that's used for children, but really, muksa has nothing to do with the lamites malachas, or the less than lamites on yantif. So what is muksa? It's a rabbinic invention that we are not allowed to handle or move or be involved with various items on Shabbos / Yontif. Why not? So that's the Rambam. The Rambam says in the end of Perachav Dalid, three different answers. Asru chachamim, letaltel mixas dvarim b'Shabbos, kiderach shosav achol, chazal asered handling certain items on Shabbos, just like on chol. Ume b'nei man nagu, why do they do it? So again, the main sugyas of muksa are in Masechta Shabbos in Kol HaKelim, and this Masechta. Those are the right there, just that 17th parak, a little bit in the third parak also, if you remember. In Kira and in Kol HaKelim, those are the two places in Masechta Shabbos where Muksa comes up, and right here. So what's the issue? So number one, says the Rambam, Amru. Uma im hishiru neviim vitzivu. If our neviim commanded us shelo yehehi luchach b'shabbos ki luchach b'chol, that your Shabbos daily activity should be different than your weekday. Velo sichas haShabbos kesichas achol, and my conversation on Shabbos should be different than my conversation on weekday. Shneim aver davar davar kal vachomer shelo yehi tiltul b'Shabbos ketiltul b'chol. If my walking, if my speaking should be different, my handling should be different. Kidei shelo yehi kiyom chol beinav v'yagbo liyagbia ulasakin kelim omid bayis labayis v'pidah lapia latznia avadim shariu batal v'yoshev v'beiso. I'm going to be home. I'm not going to be going to work. What am I going to do? I'm going to find things to do, and it could very well be that I'll find things to do that'll make it look like a weekday. And then the rabbi adds the crucial line, "Uvenimsa shelo shavas." It'll come out that you did not rest. Ubatel hatam sheneemar batora lema'an yanuach, and you will nullify the pasuk lema'an yanuach that you should rest. Says Rav Soloveitchik, 1 minute, Muksa is Darabanan. What's the Rambam quoting a pasuk here for? The answer is, sometimes we have chiyuvei Darabanans, which when we fulfill them, they turn into kiyum daraisis. Even though the chovas gavra is Darabanan, but they can fulfill a mitzvah daraisa sometimes, or at least an idea, kiyum daraisa. So here, Muksa might be one of those. It fulfills Laman Yanuach, even though the chovas gavra is Drabanan. So that's number one, the Rambam says, that if I am not involved in other activities on Shabbos, that I could not rest. Number one. Number two, va'od, kshivakir v'yataltel kelim shemalachton le'isser, after shisatzik v'en ma'at v'yavladim malacha. Okay, number two is a simple gzera, and that is if I'm moving around scissors and staplers and pens on Shabbos, it could be that I'll come to use them and violate the isser da'araisa. So that is a gzera of klishim al iser, which if you look at the Gemara, is really a different type of muksa. The Rambam puts it together. But really, in the Gemara, that was nigzar at a different time in history, what's called the gzera of tiltul kalim. But the Rambam puts it together here. And number three, the Rambam says, va'od mipnei shem miksas ha'am einam ba'ali umnios. There are some artisans that do not work in crafts. Ela betalim kol yameim. No, they're Yoshvei Kranos, and if you don't have Muksa, so then they will be doing the exact same thing the whole week. Imagine a society before electricity, and somebody who's unemployed. So what does he do all day? Nothing. He doesn't even do any malachos. And the Rambam again has a fundamental line ending off this reason. V'miyei mutul ha'alechol u'daber u'letaltel b'shkishar ha'yamim nimsa shaloshavas shvisa nikeres. It'll come out, you don't have a recognizable shvisa. People will look at you and they won't know the difference between Shabbos and weekday. And that's also a requirement on Shabbos. So three different ideas, the Rambam says. The Ravid here is a fourth idea. Maybe it's a gzeira mishum tiltol. Hotza'a. So that is, the Ravid fourth. But either way, these are the three in the Rambam. Shvisa Nikaris. Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky both use this Rambam in a totally different context, and that is regarding the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So the big discussion in the Rishonim, what is the mitzvah of eating about? We discuss it at the end of Maseches Yuma. Is it a din of Hachana? Hashem knows we're going to fast anyway, so he gives us a mitzvah to eat. Or is it a din of Simchas Yantif? You can't have a suud on Yom Kippur, so you bump it up a day. You do an Erev Yom Kippur. But there's a third idea mentioned both by the Rav and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes LeYaakov. You need a shvisa nikeres. You need to eat on Erev Yom Kippur in order that the not eating on Yom Kippur is clearly contrasted and you see the chilek between them. So that's the shvisa nikeres. This is where the lashon comes from, the end of this Perachav Dalid in the Rambam. So this is all relating to inyanim of yantif, isurei derabanan. There are all different types of isurei derabanan. Here the Rambam says, again, depending on the reason, maybe it's a gzera, maybe it's a derabanan in order to help you fulfill a daraisa. Different types of gzeras derabanan. right? The Ar Sameach and Ilchas Kriyashma discusses different types of Darabanans. He has three categories there. One is a Gzera, one is a Darabanan based on an event that occurred after the Torah. Obviously, Chanukah and Purim. And then he has a third one where he says, there's a third category that Hashem could have commanded it, but he wanted to leave it open for the rabbis to be his partner, so to speak. And in that way, they will take part in the creative process of halacha. For example, why does he say that there? Because the Rambam does not quote the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Unbelievable. The Rambam quotes the mitzvah on Pesach night of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam does not have the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as one of the 613. Every day and every night of our life. Why not? Why not? So the answer seems to be, the real answer seems to be what Reb Chaim said, and that is the Rambam, out of all the Rishonim, discuss what is the mitzvah of Kriyashma. The mitzvah of Kriyashma itself. Four different shitas. The Ramban says first pasuk, Rashi says first parsha, Tosfos says second parsha, right? Rashi Tosfos brachas dabeis. The Rambam holds all three parshias are included in the mitzvah of Kriyashma del Raisa. What does the third parsha have to do with anything? The third parsha is just the Chiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the Rambam says that's part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Part of Kabbalah Sobach HaShemayim is remember that Hashem took us out of Egypt. Every single day. So that's the answer the Rambam doesn't quote it. It's part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. But there are others that say that the Rambam holds is only a mitzvah Durabanan. Midurabanan. To be able to remember Kriyashma every day. Durabanan, that's where the Ar Sameach says this Chiddush. Why is it Durabanan? Hashem could have commanded it. But he wanted to leave open a little bit areas for the Rabbanan to figure out if this would, obviously I would appreciate this, and this is something that I would want you to do, to come up with a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day. One other Rabbanan, which I saw recently, which is interesting, we have the three categories of the Ar Sameach, Hiduchos Kriyashma, again, Gzeros, new events, and Hashem, so to speak, stepping aside so that you could come up with these major ideas. Then there's a third one, and that is the Beis Halevi discusses. This is an amazing Beis Halevi. In Chela Gimel of the Beis Halevi, in Simon Aleph, Os Zion, where he talks about a fourth category, and that is, what if you have a mitzvah d'oraisa that for technical reasons does not apply bizman hazeh? For whatever reason. For example, what's he talking about? Shemitah d'rabbanan, Trumas and Maestros. Right? Sometimes you'll have a mitzvah that at root is d'oraisa, but at a certain moment in history, it might be d'rabbanan. That doesn't fit any of the first three categories. Not Xerah, it might come back to Mashiach. So the Beis Halevi assumes not. It is inherently a mitzvah d'oraisa, even though the Chovas Gavra is only d'rabbanan. Unbelievable lashon he has. He says, Amnam. Masha davar ba'atzmo hu mitzvah d'oraisa v'hamakayma osa mitzvah mamish asher ha-Torah tzivsa alav v'rach mitzad acher einu mechuyah b'bizman hazeh k'mo isur shvius im nomar delo batzla kedusha gamata v'yibkein hari ha-makayma osa hu mitzvah d'oraisa d'ratzan ha-Torah kedusha d'ha-aretz ha-kedusha tishbos b'shvius rak ein achiyav ba'ata Mishum deino yovel noeg, v'rabban and tiknu shi yischaibu ba'ata. Aval etzem asiya b'shmira shviyas, hu mitzan atzma mitzvah d'oraisa, hu chamur yoser, misha'arei d'rabbanan, v'amakayma scharo gadol. And he gives an amazing kavachomer. He says, we know Avram Avinu and the Avos got schar for doing mitzvahs before the Torah was given. So if they got schar, it wasn't d'oraisa then either. It wasn't even d'rabbanan then. So if they got tzchar, surely now, post-Matan Torah, where it was given, and now for various reasons, l'sha'a niftru michiyuva, ulamachar yibane beis hamikdash b'mer yameinu amein, ubevadei lo gara hashtu mikodem Matan Torah, ubevadei ratzan ha-Torah kdosha shishmru osa Yisrael, af agav dechiyuva leka. And he continued. That's an amazing Beis Halevi, that if you have a mitzvah that inherently is daraisa, it's coming up soon! Marar. What about the mitzvah marar? That's another example, right? Inherently, it's a mitzvah daraisa. Bizman hazeh d'rabbanan because we don't have a korban pesach. Okay, but inherently, it is a daraisa. So fascinating. Four examples of types of mitzvos d'rabbanan. Okay, we just thought it was gzeiros and takanos, but that's four. Here we go. So we have the first line of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah discussed in Eglet on Yatif, is it usher to eat or is it not usher to eat? Is there a difference between Shabbos and Yantif? So regarding this halacha, we'll see in the Gemara. Let me leave it at that. We'll see in the Gemara. First Tosfos of the Masechta discusses why did it say eat and not eat, and not the lashon of oser and matir. Why does it say beishamai matirin, who beis hillel osrin? So just one of the three answers of Tosfos, because this is, again, there are many issues that we'll try to bring up that will come up again and again through this Masechta. Here's one of them. Tosfos says, if it would have only said matirin or osrin, I might have thought that that means that you are allowed to move the egg, but not that you are allowed to eat the egg. And it might be osrin. I would have thought that Mishamai only allows you to move it, but not eat it. Kamash Bolani wants to tell you even to eat it. What's that Havamina? There might be a chiluk between muksa of eating and muksa of moving. This is the first that we have of this. This is going to come up various times in the Masechta. Can you be mechalik between different levels of muksa? Something that would be usher to, it's like kind of like usher bahana'ah on a daraisa level. You can't move it, but you can't eat it, but you can move it. So Tosfos has that havamina here. We'll have to revisit that topic. Weiter. Let's continue. Beishamay omrim, sar bekizayis v'chabiz v'kako seves. Next machlokos. So this first parak has many different machlokos that just are about Beishamai and Beis Hillel, where Beishamai is Mekel. That's what all of these have to do with each other, and that's why they're all grouped together. So Beishamai says, the shear for Sa'or, for leavening, Yonad Yoma, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Baruch Hashem. Sa'or bekezayis, Sa'or, leavening agent, the shear is a kezayis. Chametz is a larger shear, Koseves. We know that shear from Minyan, Mesechus Yuma. Chametz is a koseves. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Zeves Abekezayis. Beis Hillel says, no, both of them are the smaller shear, the shear of a kezayis. Because it's here, the Chashuke Chemed, right, today's dose of Chashuke Chemed, right here. Today I have it from Dav Beis, this Masechta, Baruch Hashem. So there was a story, Maisa. There was a child that got before Pesach a huge package of his favorite chocolate. And he tells his father, I love chocolate. Could you please put this in the Mechira? Could you please sell this? His father says to him, I would love to, but our minhag is not to sell chametz ba'en. Different minhagim, but whether you sell chametz ba'en, right, we only sell tarovas chametz, and this is, must have been wafers in there also, so I'm sorry, but bless Brera, we're going to have to burn it. And the child is very upset. And the father wonders, you know, the kid's going to come out with a terrible taste, no pun intended, of the holiday. And he's like, what's the problem? You sell all the chametz, why can't you sell this one too? So is it better to at least have a pshara, to be mispasher, and sell it, so that, not mechalel. So he says, well, I heard a story about the Chafetz Chaim, that the Chafetz Chaim's daughter once brought home, Beito Ktana Hevia Bochel Labayis, he brought Buba Labayis, brought a doll, and the Chafetz Chaim says, knock off the nose. And she started crying and crying, and Chavos Chaim said, I'm sorry, but that's a pasel, right? Major discussion in the Achronim, right? Most are, Bisman Hazeh are making like the Maharit. The Maharit says, if you have something, an item, that is surely not meant to be worshipped, it's meant to be a toy, like a doll, like a stuffed animal. So, the Minhag HaOlam Bisman Hazeh, I think in most cases, is not to worry about it, and therefore you don't have to knock off the nose. But my grandmother, my mother tells me, you know, is machmir for this, and it seems like 100 years ago, there was a mork peida about this, to knock it off. And he says, Rebbe Yashiv, my father-in-law, was also machmir. So he said, the Chafetz Chaim wasn't mitchashev with the crying and the tears of his daughter. So maybe Lin Yonenu the same thing. But says Rebbe Yashiv, says Rebbe Zuberstein, maybe not. Over there was Ein Brera. What other choice was there? Here you have another choice to sell it. You have another option. So he says, make her a din, yes, but see if the father can convince the child. Otherwise, you know, let the child say, I'll buy you double, you know, after Pesach, if you just give this away. He says that try, that's how it ends. Doesn't say what happened. But it just says, maybe if the father can convince, sounds like make her a din, it would be okay. But, to make the pshara, but try to convince otherwise. Okay, that's our Pesach line for the day. Ubeisil Viter, third line in the Mishnah. Hashochet chaya va'of biyantif. If somebody shechs an animal on yantif, chaya va'of. We know shechita is one of the malachos that are mutter on yantif for ochel nefesh. The issue here is, what about the mitzvah of kisui hadam? which we'll talk about later in the parak as well. The lumdis behind kisi adama, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa by every chaya and oof. That's why it doesn't say behema here. Because behema, there's no mitzvah of kisi adam. So chaya v'oof, if you said the chaya v'oof, beishamay omrim, yach bar badekar v'yachase. Dig with your shovel, get dirt and cover. The issue is what? What to talk about? Either digging or muksa. The dirt is muksa. One of those two. Unclear exactly what is meant. Here, Beis Hillel omrim, lo yishchot elim kein haya lo ofar muchad mivod yom. Beis Hillel says, don't shecht in the first place unless you had dirt prepared for before yantif. Umodim, but they do admit shim shachad, but if you did it ready, shecht, sheyachbar badekar v'yachase, then you could cover. We'll see later on, the last four words are a separate statement. She'efer kira muchanu. Ashes of an oven are considered muchan on yantif. So again, we'll have to get back to all of these lines. But Mayas Kidan, here we go. So back to the first machlokas of the Mishnah. What are we talking about? An egg was laid on yantif, machlokas de Shabbos Hillel. So what type of chicken? What type of egg? Ilema batanagolas omedis lachila. If it's a chicken that you were planning to eat, so then what's the problem? My tamayo de Beis Hillel. Ochla de ifrisu. If you were planning to shech the chicken and eat the chicken on yantif, then the chicken is not muksa, and therefore the egg that comes out of it should be called food that was just separated. So there shouldn't be muksa at all. Why wouldn't you be able to eat it? Elabatardigolis, oh medis lagado beitzim. It must be then, you're talking about a chicken that's meant not to eat. You just have a chicken to lay eggs. So then it's muksa. So my tamayo de beishama, I'm muksai. So it's muksa. So Bimanavshach, how is there a machlokas? So where it says, wait a minute, umay kushya! Dilma beishamai les le muksa. Maybe beishamai doesn't hold of muksa. Muksa, what is the definition of muksa? We never even translated the word. Muksa is the opposite of muchan. Muksa means separated out of my das. So maybe beishamai doesn't hold of muksa. Somebody doesn't hold of muksa? So a very important comment of the Meiri right here. We're going to have a few times in this Masechta. Ah, he doesn't hold a muksa. There's no Tana in the world that doesn't hold a muksa at all. Less le muksa means holds of less muksas. There are some muksas that everybody, there are 10 types of muksa. Muksa machmas iser, muksa machmas gufa, muksa machmas mius, muksa machmas mitzvah, muksa machmas chesron kis, klisha machmas le iser. So many different types of muksas. So we will talk about different types. So when we say less le muksa, that means less muksas. There is a major machlokas, which we're about to get to, between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon is the one that is known as less le muksa. Rabbi Yehuda is le muksa. That does not mean that Rabbi Shimon holds of every muksa, does not hold of any muksa, or that Rabbi Yehuda holds of every muksa. No, Rabbi Shimon holds of less, and Rabbi Yehuda holds of more. That's the Meiri right here. We have to keep that in mind. So Baby Beishamai does not hold of muksa here. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be a suggestion. Because we think, afilu man deshari b'muksa b'nolat aser. Even the one who would allow muksa and not say that's a problem, by nolad, it would be aser. What is nolad? A nolad is a unique form or a different problem than muksa. Nolad is something born, literally something new, something that did not exist when yantif started. So that's what we're thinking. Even Beis Shammai, who does not hold of muksa, maybe nolad is more chamor. Why is it more chamor? What is the root issue of nolad? That is a machlokas rishonim. We'll quote it here from the machlokas Rashi and the Arzarua. What is the main issue? Rashi says, nolad, one word. Das. You don't have das for it. Rashi says, right here, the end of Kasalka. Avol nolad lo have yoda denevi daiti ilave. Rashi's focus of nolad is on das. Is on das. If you look in the Yarzarua, another Rishonim, but the Yarzarua says it most clearly because he quotes Rashi. First, this is the first Yarzarua in Hilchas Yantif, which is Mesechas Beitza. So he quotes Rashi and he says, I don't think it's focused on das. Because even if he didn't know about it, even if he knew about it, so he says, no, the issue is in the Chefza, not in the Gavra. Das in the Chefza. It's a new item. Says the Arzarua, quoting the Riva. Delo shayach lomar nolad ela bedavar shenishtane v'naase ro'i ledavar shelo haya ro'i lo mitchila. Kigon beitzas tarnagoles, o medes legado beitzim. Tekshahaisa b'meyak tarnagoles lo haisa ru'i lo achila. V'yachshav shenolda nasis ru'i lachila. Hilka chavi le nolad. That's nolad. Nolad is focused on the Chefza. He quotes a Gemara in Shabbos. on Daf Chavtes, which talks about also different types of nuts, which seems to say that Nolad is something in the Chefza and not focused totally on Das. Again, that's a major machlokas. There could be nafkaminas between the two. What happens if I thought something was Muksa, but it really wasn't? The example given in the Shulchan Aruch is, I put my fruit on the roof to dry. I don't think they're dry yet. And the process is, first it becomes putrid before it gets dried out totally, and then it becomes edible. So what if I think that when Shabbos started, it wasn't ready yet, so I was moxing them for my das. But really, it was already dry when Shabbos started. So it's not muksa. So is that going to be called muksa? Machlokas Rashi in the Arzarua. Rashi says it's totally on your das. So it still might be a problem. Mashenki in the Arzarua, according to him, it might not be a problem because it's totally on the chepsa. Your das plays a minor role. Either way, that's lumdus of Nolad. Getting back to the Gemara. So if we assume that even if you don't hold a muksa, you hold a nolad. So my tamayo de Beishamai. So why would Beishamai say mutter? So here we go. First of four suggestions. What is this machlokas about between Beishamai and Beis Hillel? Number one, Amar Rav Nachman, b'la olam, b'tana golo tamayo de zekado beitzim. Really, we're talking about a chicken, which is muksa. Ute islay muksa islay nolad, ute leslay muksa leslay nolad. Really, muksa and nolad go together. And Beis Shammai does not hold of it, and Beis Hillel does. Beis Shammai k'Rebbe Shimon, u Beis Hillel k'Rebbe Yehuda. Fine. Option number one, muksa slash nolad. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Umiyamar Rav Nachman Hachi, does Rav Nachman really say this, that what? That Beis Hillel holds like Rebbe Yehuda. From the following, you see the opposite. V'hotzna, the Mishnah says in Meseches Shabbos. Keep that in mind. Beis Shammai omrim, Magbiyin me'ala sholchad, atzamos v'klipin. What if I was eating on Shabbos, and I finished eating, and now I have chicken bones, or shells, left on the table? Those are now muksa, possibly. They have no use anymore, the bones and the shells. So the Tana Kama says, don't worry about it. Pick them up directly. Pick them up directly. Why pick them up directly? We'll have to see. Not worried about muksa. Beis Hillel says, no, you got to pick up the tablecloth and shake them off. You can't move them directly because you're worried about muksa. Shake them out. V'yamar Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman switches the shitos. Anu ein lanu ela Beis Shammai k'Rebbe Yehuda u Beis Hillel k'Rebbe Shimon. Beis Hillel is the one that's makel and says you can pick them up directly. Question mark. So you see that Rav Nachman holds that Beis Hillel is makel by muksa. So how could he give this first suggestion, pshat in our Mishnah, that Beis Hillel is machmir by muksa? Stira in Rav Nachman's pshat of Beis Hillel. Good. There's what to talk about, but we're in the middle, so we'll continue and then we'll come back. Amar l'cha Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, no, there's a big difference. Shabbos and Yontif. Your question before. Says the Gemara, Gabi Shabbos, the Sasam Latanak Rebbe Shimon, by Shabbos, where we have another Stam Mishnah, like Rebbe Shimon, which is Mako, so that's why he put Beis Hillel has the status of a Stam Mishnah. That's why he put Beis Hillel in the Mako, like Rebbe Shimon, Ditznan. As the Mishnah says, all the way at the end of Maseches Shabbos. Let's say there's an animal that I have to give food to, so I could cut up a vegetable for the animal. That's Hanavela Lefnei Klavim. That's the important line. An avela, if an animal died even on Shabbos, I'm allowed to cut up that animal and give it to the dogs. Avela v'nei klavim. So, what is allowed to do that on Shabbos? So that's a stam mishnah. What do you mean there's no muksa? The animal was muksa when Shabbos started. Let's mention a principle now that's going to come up. If something is muksa when Shabbos starts, it's muksa for the entire Shabbos. Migu de iskatsoi ben ashmashos iskatsoi lekula yoma. So here, if the animal was alive when Shabbos started, how are we allowed to cut it up? Beis Hillel. So mukim lola Beis Hillel k'Rebbe Shimon. That's like Rebbe Shimon. So that's why Rav Nachman was mokim Beis Hillel like Rebbe Shimon. Aval gabe yontif. Desasam lantana k'Rebbe Yehuda. But in Meseches Beitza, where later on Rebbe Yehuda Anasi said like Rebbe Yehuda, Tisan, an anonymous Mishnah, as the Mishnah says then, ein mavakin eitzim min hakoros. I'm not allowed to chop wood from boards that were piled up in my backyard. Velo min hakoros is Rabbi Yontif, or from a board that broke on Yontif. So you see there, that's a muksa issue. So mukim lakrib beisilak Rabbi Yehuda. Semicolon. So that's why Rav Nachman did what he did. There's no stira. By Shabbos, he was mokim it like Rabbi Shimon. And Yan Yantav like Rabbi Yehuda. So no fault of Rav Nachman. No fault of Rav Nachman. Before we continue, go back for a minute to the bottom of Amud Aleph. And that is Tosfos Ubeis Hillel. Beis Hillel brings up another. Again, all of these are Yesodos. Beitza is one of the most chock full Masechtas. Every daf is chock full. Says Tosfos, 1 minute. What is the more makel opinion, whoever it is saying in that Mishnah? If there are bones or muksa items on the table, you're allowed to shake off the tablecloth. What do you mean? Don't we have a principle called buses, ledavar ha'asur? Besides an item that is muksa, even if you have something under an item that's muksa, that creates a buses. If I have a table, and on the table is a, if I have a tray with the candlesticks, even after the candlesticks go out, so I'm not being mavir machabe, I can't move the tray. Because that's a buses ledavar ha'asur. I have to put something else on it to make it a buses ledavar ha'asur, ledavar ha'mutter. But here, buses ledavar ha'asur. So why are you allowed to even shake the tablecloth? So Tosfos gives three answers. Tosfos quotes number one, Rabbeinu Tam. Only a buses if you have in mind for it to stay there the entire Shabbos. If not, no, it's not called buses. Number one. Number two, Inami. There's other food items on the table that are edible. So therefore, it's what's called a buses adavar asur, ula davar hamutter, and that's mutter. If you have a drawer, where you want to get something out of a drawer on Shabbos, and you have muksa items in the drawer, but you also have non-muksa items, you're allowed to open the drawer. Because that's a buses adavar asur, ula davar hamutter. Number two. Number three, you didn't put it there bikavana. You don't care. You ate the piece of chicken, you put the bone down. Or you put the shells down. You didn't focus. It's not called meniach. That is number three. There is another answer given by Tosfos at Shabbos, and maybe also we'll talk about this later on, and that is, what is servicing what? Is this really a case of buses? The table call is really servicing? It happens to be there. But you go by really what is servicing what. So for example, it talks about there, in Shabbos, if you have wool that's covering a pot, keeping it warm. So you're allowed to pick up the pot cover. What do you mean, buses? Come on, what's servicing what? You're not, it's not that the pot cover is holding up the wool that's covering it. No, so you have to look at this case. It's not really a case of the tablecloth supporting the nuts or the shells, and therefore it might not be a problem of buses conceptually. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Michdi, fourth line. Man sat me lamastisan, Rebbe. Okay, fine. We explained Rav Nachman. It's not his fault. But it goes back to somebody. Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi was the one who anonymously wrote the Mishnayis or put together the Mishnayis. We discussed that in the past, whether we actually wrote them or just organized them. So who did it? Rebbe. So, Maishna b'Shabbos to Saslam Kirby Shimon, or Maishna b'Yantav, Saslam Kirby Yehuda. Why did he do this? So you're right, there's a difference between Shabbos and Yantav. But why did he do this? Very important Rashi. A couple of very there's Shas Rashis on this Amud right here. First one, Man Saslam Lon Masisan Rebbe. Fourth skinny line. Who Sider HaMishnah? If you don't see, put together the Mishnah. Ukisheraa divrei chacham, the yashru be'enav, when he saw one of the shitas and he thought it was straight and good, shanun stam, velo hiskir shem omra aleihem. He wrote it anonymously and didn't write the name of the author. Kidei shalo yushnuya mipi yachid, so that people don't quote it just as a das yachid, v'nirin kiilu nishnu mipi hamarubim. The Yazu Kamosan, to give the impression that this is the majority opinion. That's why he would write it anonymously, and that's why Stam Mishnah has so much authority. So that is Rashi. So again, says the Gemara, so why did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi do this by Shabbos versus Yantif? So the Gemara answers back to the Gemara, Amri, Shabbos de Chamira v'lo asi lezilzule ba, sasam lanka Reb Shimon de Meiko. Shabbos, which is very stringent in people's eyes. Right, it's an Isser Skila and Kares. And people aren't going to come to be mezazel in Shabbos. So he thought that you don't need as many precautions, and therefore you can be mekel in muksa like Reb Shimon. Yantif, dekil, vazel zazuli be yantif. People are more mekel and lax in yantif. Right, the most is going to be a malchus. Sasam lank Reb Yehuda de machmir. That's why he was machmir like Reb Yehuda. Okay, this is all option one in the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute. But Mayu Kimta, so what has our answer been? What is the suggestion? Bin bitarnagolis ha'omedes lagadol beitzim umishum muksa. We've said, well, the issue is, it's a muksa chicken, so a muksa egg, and that's the machlokas, whether the issue is muksa. So, ihachi adamiflagi ba'beitza liflagu batarnagolis. So why do we jump and talk about the egg? Why don't they just argue about the chicken? If it's a muksa problem, the same machlokas is by the mother than by the offspring. So why do you have a machlokas about the egg? Have a machlokas about the chicken. Says the Gemara, lo diecha kocha demi shamai, to benolet shari. No. The chiddush of the egg is, egg, you might think, is even worse than the mother, because it's nolad. And even if the mother, you don't know the muksa, maybe you hold of nolad. So the chiddush is, be shamai is matir even that. Says the Gemara of Alifligi Batarna Golis, Lodiacha Kocha de Beis Hillel. So I want to do the opposite. Talk about the chicken and say, even there, Beis Hillel is Machmir, Tibemuksa Asri. And if you want to say, Vechitema Koach de Hetera Adif, and if you want to say, no, it's always better to say the more makel, the allowing Shita, so why don't you just say Vedifla Bitravayu? Right? It's an extra word. It's not such a big deal. So just say an extra word and argue about both of them. Tarnagoles ho medes lagado beitzim hi u beitzasa beishamei omrim tochal u beisel omrim lo tochal. So just say both of them. So that is why we are now up to number two. Pshat number two in the Gemara. But before that, we got to talk about it here because this is where the context is. Rashi and the Tzlach. Rashi right here. What is the Svara for Koach Tatera Adif? Second Shas Rashi on the page. Koach datera adifle, says Rashi. Tov lo lahashmienu koach deri amatir. It's better to teach us the words of the one who allows it. Shehu somech al shmuaso. He relies on his understanding. Ve'eno yare lahatir. Rashi is saying, to give a heter, you really gotta know what you're talking about. Anybody could be machmir. Avald koach ha'osrim ein araya. Shakol yecholo lahachmir v'afilu b'davar hamutter. Wow. That's a key Rashi, right? If I don't know, of course I'm going to be Machmir and Asir. If we talk to, again, as long as one is a responsible posek, somebody doesn't know the halacha and they're makel, then that's inappropriate and wrong. But if somebody is an appropriate posek and he gives a heter, that's a reflection they really know the halacha. Because you can only give a heter if you really know. That's why koach de'atera is adif. That's Rashi. If you look in the Tzlach here, the Rabbi Yehuda, says, this is true only by dinim d'oraisa. Where had I not known anything, I would have been machmir. Right? Savig d'oraisa l'chumra. That's where koach d'atera adif. But by dinim d'rabbanan, says the Tzlach, then I would say koach d'isura adif. Because had I not known, I would have been mako. So that's why koach d'isura is adif day. That is Bitzlach's chiddush. He asks on himself, what's our context? Our context is muksa. Muksa is the Rabbanan. What am I talking about? So how can I say koach datera adif in this context if it's talking about muksa? So he says muksa is, maybe it's kein d'oraisa. If you look in the Tosfos Yeshanim on Tamara's daf, Gimel Amebeis, it says on the side of the little, on the Gemara a little bit, he says, Rav Nachman lo parech de muksa chamira v'havi kein d'oraisa. We'll have to come back to that Hashem tomorrow. But that's, could be muksa, even though it's ein lo ikir min haTorah. But it's a very strong drabanan. It's Ka'in d'oraisa, and that's how the Noda Bihuda, the Tzlach, can defend his words. Okay, so that's Rashi and the Tzlach. We continue now. Number two. Ella Amar Rabba. Ella, right, means a new answer. Ella Amar Rabba, La'olam, Betarnagolis, Omedes Lachila. Switch it. We're not talking about muksa. The issue is not muksa in our Mishnah. We're talking about a chicken that could be eaten. But what's the case of our Mishnah? Ubi Yantif Shachalios Achar Shabbos Askinon. We're talking about Yantif on a Sunday. That's the Yukimta. Yantif's on a Sunday. What's the issue? Umi Shemachana. The issue is a preparation problem. What's that? The Kasava Rabba holds. If an egg is laid today, if it comes out of the chicken today, that means yesterday inside it was completed by the mother. And Rabba holds that that's not allowed. You can't prepare on Shabbos for Yantif, even a dvar memela. Not only you can't prepare, but it can't be prepared. And if it is, it's aser to eat. What does the pasuk mean in Bishalach? That on Friday they prepared everything. Chol mechin l'Shabbos. V'chol mechin l'yantif. Weekdays could prepare for Shabbos or yantif. V'ein yantif mechin l'Shabbos. V'ein Shabbos mechin l'yantif. But one holy day cannot prepare for the other holy day. Rashi says here, because every holy day is chashuv, so its preparation is chashuv. And if you do the preparation for one day on a different day, so then that's a zilzul. That's a disgrace for that day. Shabbos or Yantif. And therefore, to make sure that you don't do it, we say if it's done, the food is going to be usur. So our Mishnah is not about regular muksa, it's about what we call hachana derabba. Hachana derabba. Let's finish and then we'll fit in what we can. So you're telling me the problem is only when Yantif falls out on Saturday? What about regular Yantif? What about Yantif on a Tuesday? If an egg is laid on a Tuesday, then for sure it should be mutter. So, gzeira mishem Yantif achar Shabbos. We're gozer mishem Yantif achar Shabbos. Why? Because hachana derabba is a din d'oraisa. It's not a derabanan, it's a din d'oraisa. So we're gozer mishem that din d'oraisa. So Shabbos da'alma tishtere, same thing. Gzeira mishem yant Shabbos achar Yantif. So they have the step one gzeiras. Says the Gemara, Mikas, read it. Do we make such gzeiras in this context? For Tanya, we have the braisa. It's going to come up again on Davav. Hashokhan is a tarnagolas. Umatzaba beitzim gemuros. Let's say if I shech the chicken on Yantif and I find complete eggs in it, whole eggs, they were about to come out, but I find them. Muteris lachla miyantif. You're allowed to eat them on Yantif. Right? You're not goes there anything there. Ask the Gemara, Vim Isa, but if in this world of eggs we make zeres, ligs are mishem hanatim is yaldim yomayan. If they would have been come out of the chicken, they would have been usur. So too, in the case where you found them inside, it should be usur. Says the Gemara, no. Omer le, beitzim gemuros meyayimon, milsa de lo shchichahi. It's very uncommon in this case to find whole eggs in the chicken. Umilsa de lo shchichah lo gazabei rabbanan. And the Rabbanan were not gozer on a milsa de lo shchichah. They didn't make zeiris. They make zeiris for general cases that always came up, not for cases that hardly ever come up. Third Shas Rashi on the page, right here towards the bottom. Rashi says on the eighth wide line, V'ha damrina b'kulei Shas. Ain gozer gzeira l'gzeira. Rashi says, just like there's a rule of, you don't make a gzeira by a case that's very unusual, you don't make a gzeira l'gzeira. What's the source for that, Rashi says? May hai kro nafka. From the following pasuk. Ushmar tevis mishmarti. Asu mishmeres. Kolomar gzeira l'mishmarti. L'sorosai. Right, that's the source for making gzeiras. Velo mishmeres l'mishmeres. Shlo yasu gzeira l'gzeira. You can only make one gzeira, not another. The Rabbanan do not have the authority to make a double step gzeira. In general. Or here. Milsa de lo shchicha. Not only that they wouldn't, but maybe that they couldn't. You can't, they don't have the power, they only have the power to make general rules for Klal Yisrael and not rules that hardly ever apply. One final point for the day, and that is in Tosfos. Tosfos in the middle of a Haya. Again, a big Tosfos. Tosfos says, if there is a din d'oraisa that you're not allowed to have hachana from Yantif to Shabbos or Shabbos to Yantif, then how does Erev Tavshilin work? We're going to have, at the beginning of the second perek, the concept of Erev Tavshilin. If I set aside a food before Yantif starts, that allows me to cook on Yantif for Shabbos. But if that's a rabbinic institution, that's a din d'rabbanan, Erev Tavshilin. So how does that solve the problem d'oraisa of Achana d'rabba? That's Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos answers, two answers. Number one, Tosfos says, you're right. If it would be d'oraisa, Erev Tavshilin would not be able to solve it. But remember the Gemara there, we're going to talk about the principle of hoil. Hoil, since guests might come at any moment, so therefore even though I'm cooking on Yantif for Shabbos, but theoretically if guests would walk in, I'd give them this food. Hoil makes the d'oraisa into a d'rabanan. Once I get it down to a d'rabanan, then Erev Tavshilin can solve the problem of the d'rabanan. So we use the principle of hoil. That's number one. And then Tosfos has another answer, v'yafilu l'didon nicha, even if you don't hold of ho'il, because he says anything that's really basically ready already, and you're just like warming it up or fixing it, maybe that's not a problem of achana. And maybe that's what we're talking about here. It's not that it's totally right? It's not, unusable, so it's any little bit of extra is not called. And that would be a limited version of what you're allowed to do for the Hachana. Then just the last couple of lines of Tosfos, fascinating. Tosfos says there's Midrashim Chalukin, whether the Mon fell on Erev Yontif in the Midbar. Erev Shabbos double. Nafkamina, do you have to have Lechem Mishnah on Yontif? We assume yes. But that's Tosfos quotes in Machlokas in the Midrashim, whether the Mon fell double on Erev Yontif, considering that there's no issue of Tiltel. Right, of Hotzah on Yantif. So I wouldn't need to have fallen double Erev Yantif, but that is Tosfos's today's year. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Baruch Hashem, we had a Haschala into Mesechas Beitza. Hashem, we will continue.